Podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to episode 192 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday the 9th of June 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on the Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7. Today's hosts are Brad, Stephen, Jason and Jody, and our special guest is Lee Aleman. Come, Mr. Aleman, tell me banana, delight, come and me one go home.
Oh, what an awesome intro. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, good intro. How you going, Lee? Welcome, mate, to the Tech Webcast. You've been on for a long time, mate.
Mate, it's been a long time coming, so I thought I'd better plan a comeback tour.
Definitely. Welcome to the Aussie show. We now have more Aussies than Americans for a change.
That's true.
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
Usually it's skewed the other way.
Yep.
All right, mate, welcome to the show. Bloody good to have you on.
Good on you, mate.
Crikey.
It's about time you boys had me back.
Definitely. So, Jason, what's been happening, mate, in your past week? Any exciting news you've been on a report on, mate, in your...
Bloody apple. Yes, yeah. You had mentioned that there was a problem with the app,
yeah,
the Tech Webcast app, yep, in that when you try and view it on the, quote, new iPad, which I still call iPad 3, it doesn't show properly. And this was a known issue to do with the change of the SDK when the new iOS came out. So Corona had issued an update some time ago to address this issue, and I did a rebuild of the app, leaving all the options and everything exactly the same, just doing a new rebuild with the new SDK, upload it to the Apple website, and they said, no, you cannot have this approved because you could do this whole thing as a HTML website, and there's not enough functionality in it to approve it. And I'm like, well, it's exactly the same app you already approved. It just works now better on one of your devices, but they won't approve it. So sorry if you got an iPad 3, but the app is not going to work properly. Everybody else, it should still work fine.
That sucks big time.
Yeah. I got a question for you then. Will they allow you to update the other version? Well, I guess it won't matter, really. They just won't let you update it at all.
There is no other version.
There's no version, mate. There's no other version. There's only one app.
There's one app, and I made it better, and they won't approve it.
That just sucks. You suck, Apple. All right, so...
it's not making any sense whatsoever.
Yeah. So talking of Apple, Steve, you got an iPhone for us, mate, the other day.
Hooray!
Yep. Yes, I do.
Hooray. And good on you.
What? It's exactly like my iPhone 4.
No, it's not like the iPhone 4, mate. You should say it's more better and better more up. Faster and Siri better screen.
Same,
and
but
yeah.
Apparently, but Apple said that the S in 4S stands for Siri.
Yes. Yes, and I always also hear Siri maybe coming onto the iPad too.
And the 3GS.
But wait a minute. What did the S in 3S stand for
3GS,
then?
3GS was speed because it was faster, but the new one is S for Siri.
Mm.
And then the next one, it's going to be S for super and stupendous. Seriously.
So would that be iPhone 4SSS?
Or maybe the iPhone 5S.
5S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we've got Jody as well. Hey, Jody.
Jodestar.
Hey, hi, Brad.
How are you?
Doing great.
Good on you, mate.
So I'm using my new AT2020. I don't know if it sounds any different, but...
Yeah, it sounds great.
What does that mean? What's the AT2020?
That's a microphone, mate.
Some people won't know that.
Yeah, it's a microphone, and pretty good quality.
Yes, Audio Technica. Yeah. So you'll have to tell me later if it sounds any better.
Yeah, it sounds great.
You sound 10 times more female than you did before.
Yeah.
I'm the same percentage female. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you sound, sound more now, right?
Yeah. There's one. There's Steve's holding Steve's in the video one. There.
Yeah.
There's Steve there. There you go. And, yeah, all right. Well, let's jump into the news, Jase. Any news today, mate?
Well, I thought we'd do a slight change to the news format and do more news shorts.
Okay.
Of,
oh, actually, by the way, Jason.
Two or three stories that go on forever.
Cool. Just a quick note. Did you get an email by the game, by the name, Chris Voss?
I think so.
What did he say to you?
He just said, if you want any ideas or suggestions for news, contact me.
Okay. So he didn't sort of say slow down on the news or the way you...
No.
Okay. Cool. Yep. Okay.
Most people want me to speed up and get the news out of the way.
Yeah, okay, good stuff. All right, well, let's,
I like the news, Jason. Yeah, I love the news. You know, I like the news.
Yeah, same, I agree. The news is great. It's always cool.
Last FM, eHarmony and LinkedIn have all had their networks hacked and passwords leaked online. We're currently investigating the leak of some Last FM user passwords, the company said on its website. As a precautionary measure, we are asking all our users to change their passwords immediately. eHarmony said on its website, we have found that a small fraction of our user base has been affected. We're continuing to investigate. Somebody's echoing. I think it might be Lee.
Yeah, it might be Lee, yeah.
No, definitely not me.
LinkedIn, owner of the world's biggest professional networking site, confirmed that some of its 160 million user accounts were affected by a security breach. The company apologized to customers in a blog post and said its members will know if their accounts were affected because their passwords will no longer be valid. Facebook is following the leader and launching its own app store. The move is intended to encourage longer browsing sessions from users and attract attention from software developers, in addition to allowing more personalized advertising. Each app will generally allow the user to install it as a Facebook application. However, a send to mobile will also appear if the app has a mobile app from either the Apple iOS App Store or else the Google Play Store. In either case, the app can be sent to a user's phone and can be installed there. It's currently only available in the US, with more countries to come in the following weeks. And more on Facebook. UBS reportedly plans to sue NASDAQ over an estimated $350 million in losses from its investment in Facebook Inc.'s initial public offering. CNBC cited unnamed sources who said that because of the glitches in confirmation of orders on the stock when it opened on May 18, UBS bought millions more shares than it intended to. NASDAQ officials this week proposed paying about $40 million to compensate banks and brokerages for the Facebook IPO trading problems. Facebook stock has dropped by about 32% between its debut and hitting a low of $25.52 on Wednesday. It closed at $27.10 on Friday, up about 3%. Google's digital mapping service will get several new features in hopes of becoming more convenient, comprehensive, and compelling as it braces for a potential loss in traffic from Apple's expected dumping of Google Maps in its mobile services. It will offer maps in 3D for some cities, starting with San Francisco, as well as offline viewing. Wednesday's preview of the mapping service's coming attraction seemed timed to blunt the blow from the loss of a prize perch as a built-in navigation service on Apple's iPhone and iPad, as Apple is expected to launch its own branded mapping service on iOS 6 this week. And speaking of Apple, Apple has agreed to pay Australian $2.25 million fine, along with $300K legal costs, to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission for misleading advertising. Apple misrepresented their iPad product as being a 4G device, when in fact they're only compatible with a very small percentage of 4G networks around the world. And that's our news shorts for the week.
Good news, Jason, as always. Mate, what's your view on them news stories? Steve? Let's go to Steve first.
Oh, actually, I do have a thing. Of course, I got the new iPhone 4S, and it has the 4G on it too, but it's not really 4G speeds like 4G LTE. It is enhanced a little bit, where I think it's a little bit faster, than regular 3G speed, but nothing near 4G. And when I first bought it at the store, I'm like, does it really have 4G? Is it, but not really.
No, I think it's just like this just fake. I think it is something to do with the network, I think.
But, it's faster USDPA.
Yeah. All right. And what about you, JD? What's your view on them stories?
I think the stories were interesting, but I think we missed one.
What's that?
Airtime.
Oh, yes. I was actually going to bring that up later on the show, but yeah. What do you want to say about airtime?
Well, just, it's interesting because it's a new feature set that is a third-party application that runs with Facebook.
Yep.
It's real time, almost like a chat roulette, but different because you do have a little bit more control over it. But I'm curious if you guys, I know Brad, you've tried it.
Yeah, I've tried it, yep.
Yeah, I'm curious whether maybe Jason and Steve and also you, Lee, whether you guys have tried it, and if so, what your thoughts are, if you find that you like it or you hate it.
What about you, Steve?
I tried it out and it didn't work too well or something.
Yeah, I tried it, and you can log in using your Facebook. I did that, and then it just wouldn't come up. And I tried different things. And
yeah, I think Jacob's got the same problem. So did you say it's coming soon or something, Steve, or something?
No, it just, I click on, it says bring up window or something, and then it brings up a login window with Facebook. I clicked OK. I had all my information in there, and after that, every time I clicked it, it was like grayed out, and it just wouldn't come up.
Okay.
And I tried, several things, and
All right.
For those who are not aware of it, application is to allow you to connect anonymously with other people who have similar interests. So whatever likes you have on Facebook will appear on your anonymous profile. And you can connect with other people who are interested in the same sort of things that you are, and maybe that's one way to get off to a chat and make new friends based on what
you like. Yeah, I agree. I reckon it's great. I was using it today, and it's really cool. I met Gary Vaynerchuk on there the other day and met a few people from startups doing startup and stuff. It's really, really cool.
My concern is, I have an unusual situation, but, you're thrown into basically a spectrum of people that you don't really have any background with.
Yeah.
Based upon what you put into Facebook, it's kind of personal information. Do you know what I mean? Like, for the most part, you're putting things on to connect with people that you know. And now you're thrown into kind of a chat roulette situation. And yeah, to some extent, you can check or uncheck whether you want it to be based on your interests or your location. The scary part is if, let's say, you do it by location and you wind up with somebody that is undesirable. I know that there's supposed to be checks and balances that are supposed to prevent them from being able to find out who you are. But, you tell them your name and kind of where you are. And at least in my instance, they Google me. I'm going to come up all over the place. So, I don't know. I'm a little bit apprehensive about it. I know that one of the safeguards that they're doing is that initially you come up as anonymous when you connect with somebody that you're not already connected with. Mm-hmm. I don't know how good that is. If you've got all of your interests, somebody would have to do is go to one of your interest pages. My assumption is that, if you posted anything on that page and they see your picture, they're going to be able to figure out who you are pretty easily.
Yeah, yeah. I hear the owners are watching it and stuff and keeping an eye on things, aren't they? Doing that sort of stuff?
I think you can report people too if they're undesirable, whereas with chat roulette, you've got no way of blocking them. But if they get too many reports about somebody who's not doing the right thing, they can block them from the video service.
Because
it's not totally anonymous. You have to log into Facebook, so all of your connection is there. They can track it back to somebody, whereas with chat roulette, it's just totally anonymous.
Yeah, so everyone is logged into Facebook, so, it's,
But we can see your privacy issues if you are worried about that kind of thing.
All right, let's jump in to talk to Lee. Lee Alamahan, how are you, mate?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm going well, mate. Now, actually, just before we go into Lee, Steve, what were you going to say, mate? Sorry, I cut off you off. Sorry, mate, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm just going to say that that supposedly with the airtime, they take a screenshot every so often throughout the whole chat. That way, if something goes wrong, it will take get the information who was in the chat room with you, their username and everything else.
Yeah, so it's all to keep an eye on things. So, all right, back to Lee. Hey, Lee, how you going, mate?
I'm good.
Now, what are you?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Tech Webcast, mate. You haven't been on for a long time.
Yeah, it has been a while, hey.
It's been a long time. What's been going on?
Oh, not a great deal, just a few technology changes here and there.
Cool. Now, we've got you on to talk about Alamahan Pacific. You do web hosting.
Emerald Pacific.
Pacific?
Yes, I certainly do.
Now, tell people about that.
That's kind of hilarious, Brad. I can't believe you just merged my surname and my business name.
Okay, whatever. However you...
That's the new upcoming company.
Yeah, however you...
No worries. I'll change my name.
Just bloody.
Okay, yeah. What is it? Tell people what it is. What is it, mate? What are you charging or something?
Okay, well, I run a web hosting service, so there's... as well as the other 3 million people out there that run web hosting services, and you know, I can host your blog. So I actually, as some people may or may not know, I actually host the Tech Webcast blog.
Yep.
On one of my high performance servers, and you know, one of the latest things that I've actually been doing is to increase security, is to actually do what they call, it's not so much here in Australia, but more so over in the US and other European countries, is PCI DSS compliance, which is actually the International MasterCard and Visa Card Security Standards. So a lot of shared hosting providers don't offer any sort of security platform. So it's just, you know, here's some web space, pay me money. Oops, somebody got in and stole all your stuff. Like with LinkedIn and all these other groups that are being hacked quite a lot. So, you know, security is a big thing, and that's where I'm concentrating on, because, you know, I don't like my stuff being stolen. My password on LinkedIn was actually stolen. So,
really?
Yeah. So my LinkedIn account, I reset it and fixed everything up. But it was, you know, it was actually quite annoying. And you know, only probably 2 weeks ago, you know, my credit card details and all my personal details were released when WHMCS billing system, when their servers got, you know, accessed via a social engineering attack. So in 2 weeks, my credit card details and personal details, my home address, all that sort of data was released to the world twice in 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
In terms of security, it's something that I've beefed up simply because I don't want to be the bloke that's known as having a security compromise.
I think that's great, you know, because I won't call them out, but I did move to a web hosting company, and my WordPress blogs were getting hacked daily. Now, I beefed up the security in WordPress with plugins and stuff. That didn't do anything because, from what I could gather after Googling around, it's the actual servers that are getting hacked and not through WordPress or some vulnerability in WordPress.
That's correct.
Servers. So I moved to a new server, exactly the same WordPress, exactly the same plugins, never been hacked once.
That's exactly it. And it's all coming down to the fact that there's a lot of providers out there. It's, you know, it's way too easy to literally go and lease a server or buy a server and put up a website and go, oh, I'm a web host now. Sign up.
Forget about it. Yeah.
You know, it's getting to the point where, you know, online security is becoming a major thing, and a lot of people are starting to learn the hard way by having, you know, credit card credentials stolen, personal details, identity theft. There's just too many things going on in the security world to ignore it.
Yeah.
So one of the things somebody like you has to do is keep on top of the latest versions of PHP and Perl and all those things, so you don't have the vulnerabilities as well.
That's it. And see that.
Is he gone?
That is
cutting out.
It's cutting out.
In my world, it's actually a daily event. So I actually. Sorry, am I cutting out, guys?
Yeah, you were a bit.
Hello? Okay, I'm back. Sorry, guys, I'm on my mobile phone. I'm actually
Welcome
in the
back.
Car.
All right.
Move to the left.
Yeah, move to the right. Move to the center. Okay.
Get off Vodafone. Right.
Yeah, get a Telstra.
I'm already on Telstra.
Okay.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah,
I know,
things that people don't think about when they want to do web hosting, isn't it? They're just like, I've got a server. That means I'm a web host now. You give me all your money. And that's not all it is. It's a very intense and ongoing system of keeping things updated, backing up.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And that's the other thing that scares me about some hosting providers as well, is that they've got no clear backup plan. They've got no disaster recovery systems. They've got no backup capacity. They've got just zero. It's, you know, literally, if that server gets compromised, your data's gone and it's all over. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
So how do you go into this? Because I know you mentioned that you're really security intensive. So how do your services, do you go into security? I mean, what do you do to for your clients to you know, get all this added security?
Okay. Well, the first thing is that I've actually recently entered into a partnership with McAfee Secure.
which is, as everyone knows, McAfee do the antivirus product, but they also do a suite of web security products for server providers. So I've recently spent the decent money to actually get those certifications. So I'm currently obtaining those. Only a few days ago, I started on that project. And once I've got that certification, that's then basically stating that I've got security to the same level as MasterCard and Visa Card International.
Cool. Good stuff. Now, what are your charge, Lee, for this sort of stuff? What sort of hosting plans do you have, mate, at the moment?
Okay, now naturally, given the amount of security and the amount of time and money that's going to be put into this web security stuff, it doesn't make me the cheapest guy out there, so no. I'm not $2 a month.
Right,
I only do business-grade hosting, so I don't do consumer plans or anything like that. The average plan starts at around $30 a month.
Okay.
To host something, so, for something the size of the Tech Webcast blog, that's $30 a month. Okay. And it's all hosted on the same secure servers that everyone else is as well. So it's not a case of, if you sign up with me that you've got, two different servers, and if I'm feeling lazy, I'll put you on the insecure one. They all have the same security.
Right, right. And is this only for businesses? Can personal people use your web hosting, or can...
They certainly can. So although it's strictly business... business products as such, it is able to be used by end users and consumers. So if you just want to run a personal blog or something like that, by all means, you're welcome to do so.
Cool.
The only thing that one of the other services, if you do run a WordPress blog, we actually do hardening and security work on your WordPress blog for you.
Right.
That way we know there's not a entry point or there's not a way into the server.
Right, right. Right, and what about support and stuff? How many people do you work with at work there?
Okay, at the moment there's three of us. So there's myself, and there's another fellow, Matt, and there's also a female of all people, Carla, that actually works with us. So there's three of us that are running the ship at the moment.
Good stuff. And how long have you been around for?
I started this web hosting in 2001.
Wow.
So I've now been around for coming up, I think, 11 years at the
Good
end
stuff.
Of this year.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, I love this hosting just because I know why, because, this hosting's great. Tech Webcast is going really fast, loading really well, and, if you want good hosting, go with Lee.
What sort of application installs do you have, like Fantastico or something similar? And behind panel? I know you don't use cPanel, but something else?
Yes, I actually use the Parallels Plesk system. So although it's not everyone's cup of tea, I find it... secure in the sense that it's got the ability for me to actually secure the panel to the point where I'm satisfied that it's not going to be compromised. Whereas, unfortunately, cPanel doesn't allow me the same level of customization.
Cool.
And what sort of application installs does that come with? Fantastico or something?
It's basically the Parallels version of Fantastico. So it's got it's got your WordPress, it's got all of your e-commerce shopping carts, your PHP, BB bulletin boards. It's got all of the standard apps that you'd expect from any other provider.
And for people who don't know, that's just with a lot of web hosts, you just get your space and then that's it. You have to go to WordPress.org, download the application, unzip it, upload it via FTP to your web host. And then go through, try and figure out how to configure it by yourself with all the stuff. And with something Lee has, you just click on a button, type in the name of your blog, it installs, type in a password, done. How easy
that's
is that?
That's it. And with the web hosting services, we actually will install WordPress for you. So if you do want to set up a blog, we actually install it for you and we'll configure it, put all the security plugins in there and actually deliver it to you as part of your standard monthly fee.
Cool.
Do you have any web page design companies that you recommend for people who say, I want to get business up and going on yours? You can do the WordPress for me, but I would like a nice design or something like that, or a theme. Do you have people you recommend for that?
I'm actually going to be really self-endorsing, and we actually do websites as well. So we don't just do secure hosting, but we also offer a full design service, so business cards, banners, and any kind of artwork that you need or anything like that, we actually offer a full service.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, very awesome. Good stuff, Lee.
And Lee, I understand you guys also do a lot of e-commerce?
Yes, we certainly do. So it's something we've only recently embarked on, but we mainly predominantly use GentoCart, which is we just use the community edition. You know, the commercial edition is supported like people like Nike International, you know, Oakley clothing and sunglasses. So it's a cart system that's used by quite a large number of players around the world. So we go with that cart system. It's not the most you know, user friendly cart system, but at least we know that, you know, it's got constant security updates and it's got, you know, the backing from major companies around the world.
Cool.
So the e-commerce is basically so you can offer your clients if they're going to sell things on your web space, right?
Yes, that's exactly it, Steve. So one of the latest projects is actually for a for two local girls I know that actually do handmade greeting cards. So that's a current project that we're undertaking at the moment. So they've got about 1,100 products. So that's currently being set up at the moment. So that'll be live hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Cool. And you'd help people with setting up secure certificates and keeping those up to date for encrypting those e-commerce transactions, no doubt.
That's exactly it. As part of the e-commerce package, the startup package actually includes security certificates hardening. So it's a full service once again in terms of it's not just your monthly fee and then you're left to fend for yourself. It actually comes with support.
Cool.
How did you get started with hosting? Is this something that you were a child and all the other kids were playing baseball and you said, gee, I can't wait to grow up to be a web host? I mean, what was your inspiration?
My inspiration was probably driven by the fact that, you know, I started designing websites back in 2003, so I was only, 14 at the time when I started designing websites for commercial businesses. And I was having to deal with a lot of hosting companies who were not only unreliable but also incredibly expensive. And I think that's what spurred me to actually investigate how it happens, how to make it work. And that's when, you know, I started off at an entry level with just a reseller account with another provider. And I eventually worked my way up to having my own dedicated servers and data centers.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Very good. Lee, now, this is going to be off topic, anyone I'm going to ask anyway. What's your view about Foxtel taking about over Austar?
Mate, I love the idea. I get more channels for free.
Cool. Good stuff. That's great. Great news. What about E3, Jason? Did you watch E3, mate, at all last week? What's your view on that?
No, I haven't seen anything about E3 except for friends who went there and were saying how awesome it was.
Yeah, it was very cool. Can't wait for the new apps to come out and stuff and that sort of thing, and it looks pretty good.
So, had some people talking about the tablet that comes with the Wii U.
Yeah. I think a new product is going to come out. It's called Smart Glass.
Yeah, for the Xbox.
Yeah.
All the Microsoft products, and they're doing like a reverse AirPlay where if you're watching anything on the Xbox, you can transfer it, that video or whatever, to your mobile device and look at it on there and get some interaction between the two.
Yeah, that looks great. Very cool. So,
and there was also a new glass from, I think it was Corning release, called Willow Glass, which can actually bend and wrap around in a cylinder shape, which might be used for devices in the future.
Nice. So, Lee, what else do you want to do and tell us about your hosting company?
Well, I can tell you now that anyone that gets referred from Tech Webcast. So if you use the coupon code when you sign up of Tech Webcast, your first month is actually free.
Free!
Yay! Hooray!
Yay. Awesome.
Hooray! Go sign up right
almost
now.
Almost like having a sponsor.
Oh, yeah, he is a sponsor. is that right to say, Jat Lee, or not?
Yeah, yes, mate, it is. I thoroughly enjoy supporting you guys, and you know, I understand that having a blog of your size with so much media content needs reliability, and you know, when people go to your website and you get an error message, it doesn't look good.
No, it
particularly
doesn't.
Given that you're a technology show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, we need good hosting and stuff, and yeah.
Now, your servers are hosted in Australia, are they?
I've actually got three. I've got two servers in two different locations in Los Angeles, over in the US, and I've also got one down in Melbourne.
Ah, cool.
Good stuff. Now, Jacob sent me a message about IP6. I'm not sure what he meant about that.
IPv6.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Both of my US servers support
full IPv6, cool, which is already turned on.
All right, there you go. Jacob answered your question, mate. There you go. Steve, questions for Lee?
Oh, no. I asked him earlier.
Well, Brad, the IPv6, at the moment, everybody's on IPv4, which is your 192.168.0.whatever, but they've just about all run out. And in fact, there's markets, I think, in the US and other countries where people are selling their ranges of addresses for very big bucks that they've already bought because nobody can get any. So IPv6 is a new way of addressing devices because there's millions and millions of them. Every device needs to have their own address. So this one uses hexadecimal numbers and can give, I think it's something like 3 trillion, trillion, trillion numbers available for connecting to the internet.
Oh, wow.
And Google, Facebook, Yahoo, and all of those have enabled IPv6 for their devices, for their websites. So you'll be able to connect to that, and eventually all the ISPs and that will be switching over addressing to IPv6.
Nice. And I think also Internode does that too, I think, through your modem.
Yep, Internode was one of them, yep.
Yep, Internode does it as well. All right. Jody, any questions for Lee before we go?
Yeah, Lee, when are you coming to the States?
Hopefully mid next year. I'm hoping. Fingers crossed.
Cool. Uh-huh. There you go. Okay.
Have you got a spare room for Lee there, Jody?
Absolutely.
There you go, mate. It's done.
You can sleep on the couch.
No worries. Sounds good.
We actually have a room with a door that he can use.
Oh, really?
It's a little doggy door, and you have to crawl through it, but. and it's actually a dog house, but yeah, we didn't want to get into specifics.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe I'll put a bowl.
It'll be nice and warm. You won't need an electric blanket because the Doberman is very friendly to some people.
Awesome. All right. No worries.
All right. So if you want to sign up to his website, just use the code TechWebcast and get 1 month free. Is that correct, Lee?
Yes, that's correct. So you get your first month entirely free. So we waive the setup, we waive the fee, we waive whatever you add to the cart, you put it in and it'll total it to a whole of zero.
All right, there you go. And so what do you charge for a month? $30 a month, is it? Or was that just one plan?
So it starts at $29 a month, and depending on how much web space and traffic and resources you need depends on price. So it goes up from there.
Right.
The biggest package is a whole $49 a month.
Okay. Good stuff. All right. Well, so you do support every day, every 24 hours, 7 days a week?
It's 24/7, as you would know, Brad. Most of my customers actually have my mobile number, so it's a case of true after-hour support.
I've had calls at
early a.m., which is kind of scary.
Yeah, that's that would really annoy me if you get people ringing up at 5 a.m. and asking about the website. Would that be annoying?
Not so much annoying. I look at it and go, well, that's my edge over all the other providers.
Yeah,
that really don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's keeping on. So if you've got a problem with the website, just call Lee at 2 a.m. and he'll fix it.
And his personal mobile number is 04.
Oh,
that wouldn't be good. No,
come on, don't do that. That bad.
All right. Okay. Well, that's it. Jason, any more questions for Lee? Is that it? We miss any
that's
questions?
It. Thanks for coming on the show. It's been a riot.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been fun.
No worries, guys. I'm hoping to come back soon. And I believe me and Brad were only discussing earlier that I'm actually going to also be on Tech Luster.
Yes, that's correct. Tech Luster. Yes, that's another
podcast.
Doing
home theatre.
Home theatre. Yeah, talking home theatre stuff.
Doing home theatre, which is one of the other areas that I'm pretty good in.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're into that sort of stuff. Now, what's your favourite home theatre gadget you have? Lee, you like to use, mate?
Oh, probably the Boxy Box.
Boxy, yes, that's I would agree with that.
That's a really cool gadget. I like the fact that I just like the idea that I download movies or rip Blu-rays or DVDs that I've bought onto my media box, and instead of swapping discs and scratching the hell out of them, I can just use my remote and hoon around and watch them.
Yeah.
Our favorite thing here we've got now is a Synology NAS. And we actually run our Minecraft server on there.
Cool.
But it's great for storage. It's got a bunch of 2 terabyte drives in there and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And also...
Yes,
he's breaking up. Also, Jason TiVo has done a more update this week on Casper. They've added in a trailer category and...
That's good. Stuff is happening.
Stuff is happening.
But... I just have to try and get the aerial fixed in the south so I can receive a signal.
Yeah, talking of your aerial, mate... You're paying rent to your landlord, is that correct?
Friend.
Friend. Well, he should really fix that. If you're paying rent, he should really fix that.
Yeah, if we get some time. The one TV downstairs, I bought a booster box and it didn't seem to work too well on mine in the bedroom, but TV downstairs, I put it on there. It's coming up really good and it's a really nice big plasma, so okay. You can watch stuff on there.
So you got your TV hooked on there, or are you just not going to...
I should probably hook it up, yeah.
Yeah, you should, yeah, because with all the updates coming out and stuff, and yeah.
It's starting to be an actual usable device rather than just a standard PVR.
Yeah, exactly. I just wish they came out with a newer box, but I don't know, that's not going to happen, I don't think.
More features on this one, I'll be happy.
Yeah, definitely.
My own service provider, now the Time Warner bought it over. Supposedly going to send me a new cable box and remote and a few other things. And then they switch over, I got to connect all the new devices and, you know, run it.
Sweet. When do you get that, Steve?
It's supposed to be the next month or two, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
Cool. Good stuff.
You don't use that boxy box behind you, Steve?
Occasionally, I get to update it. It's just that I have an old-fashioned television.
Yep.
black and white.
Mm.
Color.
But I'm pretty sure we've had many discussions about this TV of yours.
Here we go.
It's plastic. It's a classic.
Get rid of that TV, Steve, now. Get rid of it. You're in the 1990s, mate. You're in 2012 now, mate. Get a big screen TV.
You can even hook it up to that LCD behind you. It's not doing anything either.
Yeah, you can use that. Yeah,
you can broadcast TV shows on your channel here. And,
well, you know what?
We can
tune
into Justin TV to watch. You know,
yeah. You know what Steve from the Tech Buzz does? He actually uses the TV behind him. He has the video. He has people on the TV behind him. Steve, you should use that for something like that, maybe.
Yeah, I'd probably have to rearrange a few things, possibly. Just, hey, I'll drag in my CRT. How's that?
No, that can go to the tip.
Door stop. Boat anchor.
Boat anchor sounds good.
Yeah, boat anchor would work fine.
He's lost it.
Yeah, Lee has lost the game.
I know.
So, all right. Is that it, Jason, Steve, Jody?
Yeah.
Is that it? Last words, JD? Do you want to plug anything before we go? Or Twitter?
Where do we find you?
Where would we find you?
Where do you find me? Well, you can follow me on Twitter at OZYGUY87 or admiralpacific.com.au.
Cool, that's mate. Jason?
Warlock on Twitter, WAULOK and bluebilby.com.
And myself, Brad Oz on the Tech Webcast. Jody?
You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept and find me just about everywhere else as either Jody Rains or Webmar.com.
Cool,
where'd you get that Sunswept name from? That's cool. I like it.
Thank you. Yeah, it was actually a friend of mine was Sunswept in Texas, and I stole Sunswept in New Jersey. So,
yay. All right.
And Steve.
Steve, where can they find you, mate?
And, of course, my justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude channel. We do the live Tech Webcast version, and Twitter, which is chatterbox_live.
Wicked. And also a shout out to the Aussie Techers for replaying the show each week. Good on you guys.
You guys rock.
And Glenn always forgets the episode number. This is episode 192, Glenn, so make sure you say it when you replay the video. So keep forgetting. Thanks, guys, for being on.
Catch you next week.
And Steve, you lost again. Lee, you lost again also.
No worries.
Hey, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running tech news podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!